Good morning. How is everybody?
I missed you.
I missed you.
I missed you, and I missed your slippers.
I missed you too. Isn't it a beautiful day? We're so blessed to have the sunshine and June 1st. Gosh, I can't believe it's June 1st. There's so much going on lately. I have so much to tell you, and I brought pictures with me this morning because I wanted to show you, because I'm so proud of my nephew that just graduated yesterday. This is pictures of him when he was born. And I remember the day he was born because I was there. And not very long after he was born, I got to hold him. And I was so proud of him. And I know his dad was proud of him. And my mom and dad are proud of him. And I got more pictures. This is my nephew, my brother, my dad, and my grandfather. You see that? See that one? I love that picture because it shows all four generations. Then I got one of my nephew with my dog. Remember that one, Drew?
Matthew.
Yep. That was when he was about four, maybe five.
Is that Missy or...
Oh, that was Ashley. You didn't know Ashley. Then I got a picture of him from his graduation. When his high school picture. See that one? And then I got this one. This might be my favorite yet. That's yesterday. Drew with his aunt. It's important. See that? See? Yeah? Don't I look good? He looks good too. But at all these stages of life, you're so proud of your children or your nephew or your niece or anybody in your family. And I know that from the time he was born, to see that pride and joy on my brother's face when he held him and on my dad's face when he held him and my mom and me. And yesterday, it was just such pride in knowing he graduated from high school and he's going on to college. And by the way, he's going to college where I work, too. So that's kind of neat. But that kind of pride in your family is just so important. And I know I've seen that in all of our family. And I see that in my dad's face and my mom's face when they look at me and they look at my brother because we're their children. And they're not proud of us for the fact of what we do and our job title. That's not what's important. Not proud of us because of what college we went to or when we graduated. What they're proud of us for is because of the people that we are, the fact that we love our family, that we're there for each other in every stage of life, and the kind of people that we are. That job title doesn't mean anything, although it pays the bills sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not sometimes, but always.
Always? Okay. But my bringing that up today talks to us about how God is proud of Jesus. Do you think God was proud of Jesus? Why do we think that? God was proud of his son, wasn't he? The way we're proud of our sons or nephews. Why do you think God was proud of Jesus? Do we know? Got a clue? What do you think, Nicole? Well, do we know God was proud? Was he proud of Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah? How do we know that?
Because Jesus helped the people that were blind and sick.
He did that? But, you know, the Bible tells us that God was proud of Jesus. Many times. It tells us in the book of Mark, when Jesus was baptized, it says that a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." And then in the book of Luke, as Jesus, oops, did I mark the wrong one? Probably. As Jesus was in the temple, And the Bible tells us that Jesus grew in stature. Yep, I did. So Jesus grew in both wisdom and stature, and he was loved by God and by all who knew him. And Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And even then, God was proud because that was what he was sent here to do. We're all sent here to do something. We have various stages of our life. You and you and you are all sent here to do something. And someday you'll find out what that something is. As long as you ask God to lead you in that path, you cannot go wrong. The path that God has set before you at every stage of our life is the path that we need to follow. Let's just bow our heads and ask God to help us to find that path at whatever stage of life we're in. Whether we're your age or my age, each and every day we have to follow that and make God proud. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear a voice from heaven saying, "You are my child, and I am proud of you." Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we strive every day to make you proud of us. Help us, guide us, and be with us each and every day, no matter what stage of life we're in, that we may follow the path you have set before us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.